Did you spot that? Oh my goodness. I am so hungry. I have these. Someone put these on my desk this week. And doesn't that look good? I don't even know what that is. But man, oh man. But here's the thing. My mom told me that I can't have any candy in the morning, that it's not good for me. So now I don't know what to do. Should I eat some and hope that she doesn't find out? No? You guys, especially since this is probably on TV and she might be watching, I should throw them away. So I have been tempted, what? Save it and have them when mommy is looking so that I know it's the right time. That's a good idea. That is what I'll do, Arlo. So the word that describes that.
Oh, and Dad.
Yeah, can you sit down?
English Grammar School.
You did go to Sunday school. I'm so proud of you. Good job. Oh, right there. Good job. He did potty in the potty chair, so he got to go for the first time today. So it's a big deal. So here's the word, temptation. I am tempted to eat this. What does that word mean? What does it mean to be tempted? What's that? Going to do it. Yeah, I'm thinking that maybe I should do something that I'm not supposed to do. That's being tempted. Yeah, in the Bible reading, see this? Who's this guy? That's Jesus. He was in the desert. Well, after he was baptized, he went out in the desert for 40 days, but he didn't pack a lunch. And he was hungry. So the devil said, well, you're supposed to be God. Why don't you make bread out of these stones? But his dad told him not to, so he didn't. So he said, well, why don't you go over to the temple? Why don't you go up and play on the roof? Are you supposed to play on the roof? No, that could be bad. So Jesus didn't. And then, I don't know if you can see this picture. Tay, look at this picture. There's a kingdom there, 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 kingdom there, and there's a kingdom here. And the devil, he said, you see all these kingdoms, Jesus? Hey, you, come here. You're being tempted. Come here. Come here, you. Time out. Come here, yo. Yo, come here. And the devil said, if you will bow to me, if you listen to me, if you'll do what I tell you and not what God tells you, I'll give you all of that stuff. Jesus was being tempted. What do you think Jesus did? Did he do it or did he listen to his father? He did. Nice job. He did exactly. He was always obedient and he didn't give in to temptation. Hey, I need a hug. Turn around, give me a hug. Come here. Even to the point, there's something different over there on top of that cross. What is that thing? It's round and it's pointy. It's a crown of thorns. His father even said, you know, you got to do that. He was tempted not to. I know, right? Look at that face. I'm thinking the same thing. That's going to hurt. But he did it anyway. He did that because he loves you so much, he knew that he had to do that. That's a lot of love. Hey, you, come here. Give me some more. He died for our sins right there. Good job. Should we pray and thank him for that? Let's do that. Lord God, we thank you so much that these guys are here. We thank you that they know you. Lord, we especially thank you that you know them and that you did die for their sins and that they know and believe that. As they grow bigger and taller, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.